Return to Mycenae. It was Arsinoe's idea to visit Agamemnon's tomb.
"The gods will bless us," she said. "You're a naughty girl not to have gone before."
Nurses who raise their charges from the nipple are accustomed to speak to them with embarrassing freedom in adulthood, princesses of the blood royal or not. She and Electra stood in the stoa, the colonnade that formed the entrance, and looked up at the bleak mausoleum itself. An excusable, I hope, anachronism. King Mausolus, after whose funerary arrangements the mausoleum is named, would not reign until the 4th century BC. Agamemnon's name and likeness were nowhere to be seen, but along the architrave was inscribed the legend Anax Andron, King of Men.
"She had the cheek to pay for that, yes, and weep fat tears in front of it too," said Arsinoe.
They burned leaves and knelt down, each mouthing their own prayers. "Would you mind," said Electra after a few moments, "would you mind if I was alone with my father for a while?"
"Dear child, you were always close. He hupped you on his knee, sang you songs, and called you his most beloved. Do you remember?"
"I remember," said Electra. Arsinoe rose with a creak and a sigh, bestowed a kiss on Electra's head, and shuffled away. A raven flew up to the roof. The stonework of the burial chamber amplified its rhythmic cawing until it sounded in Electra's ears like a repeated accusation. She tried to remember the significance of ravens. She felt that they were connected somehow to Apollo. Yes, had the god not once punished a white raven by turning it and all its descendants black forever? See Mythos and the story of Ischys and Coronis.
"Oh, my father, my father! Why were you so trusting, so careless of your life? How could you conquer the whole noble race of Trojans, yet be laid low by two such murderous dogs? Why did you leave your daughter?"
"And your son, too." Electra spun round. The setting sun behind them, she made out the silhouettes of Orestes and Pylades. She rose to greet them.
"Going on a hunt, were you?"
"More than you know, cousin," said Pylades. They found a marble ledge and sat down. Orestes told his sister about their visit to the oracle.
"And will you do it?"
"If you mean, am I going to kill Aegisthus, then yes."
"And our mother?"
Whispered, the word came out all the louder and seemed to hiss around the portico. Orestes frowned.
"I don't know. Maybe I should give her the chance to explain." "Explain? What is there to explain? She murdered our father, in the coldest of cold blood, leaving no chance for him to expiate or prepare his soul. There can be no crime more foul."
"Avenge! That is the direct command of Apollo," said Pylades. At the sound of the god's name, Electra looked up instinctively towards the roof of the tomb's colonnade. The raven winked down at her, cocked its head to one side for a moment, and took off with a harsh cry.
"Here's a way to do it," she said.
Orestes and Pylades leaned in to listen.